Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pearly Gates Ministries with your host, the Reverend I Am His Man Dreaming. Pearly Gates is a Jesus-believing, faith-healing ministry, for it's more than just words. Today you can witness the power of Jesus Christ our Lord in your life. And now, God's man for this broadcast, the Reverend I Am His Man, Tremaine.
Precious one, that precious one that died so we can live, that suffered on the cross so we can be saved. In the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for your power and for your presence. I thank everybody for tuning in today, and I pray that the Lord will bless you today. The Holy Spirit speaks to you in Jesus' name. As the Holy Spirit speaks to us, the Holy Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit. That's in Romans 8:16. The Holy Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit. We receive opportunities of blessings as well as warnings of danger because the Holy Spirit, God with us. Praise God. Know ye not that you are the temple of the Holy, of the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. That's in 1 Corinthians 3:16. Lives are changed. Souls are saved. The sick are healed. The lost are found. All through the promptings of the Holy Spirit speaking to you. So thank you for joining us today and be encouraged from that voice from within. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I know that the Holy Spirit speaks to me. He speaks to all of us. We're all born with that, and I'm thankful for it. Before we start today, I want to just say a prayer for everybody. In Jesus' name, Lord, I ask that you be there in the presence of Him, Lord. Knowing that you are, Lord, I'm thanking you for it. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray that you bless everyone, Lord, with whatever they're going through. Bless their hearts and their soul, Lord. We're all struggling through something, Jesus. Lord, and you know individually what's going on in our lives, Lord. And I ask in Jesus' name that your Holy Spirit just move on them right now, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, that they feel your holy presence right now with them. In Jesus' name, Lord, knowing that you're the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Above all, in Jesus' name, that you have your way. Praise God. Praise Jesus. Not our way, but His. Not our will, but His will. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. Look, in Acts 7:51, Stephen tells the Pharisees, "Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost. As your fathers did, so do you." He says that they resisted the Holy Ghost. They had the mark of the flesh, okay, but not God in their hearts. He says, "I'm circumcised in hearts and in ears." They didn't have God in their heart. You could look at them and think that they were godly people, but didn't have that love in their hearts. So there was out fear and a love for the Lord. Nor did they have the mark of the Lord in their ears. Which is to say, they didn't tune in the voice of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, God with us. He speaks to us, and we can hear Him. The Holy Spirit will convict you of a particular sin. You're doing something wrong and it's going to cause you harm. The Lord puts that on you, gives you that guilt. The Holy Spirit gives you that guilt and will convict you. That's what He does. Let you know to get your mind on the Lord. You can't rest sinning against Jesus. We may think that we can, and maybe at first we tune Him out, but as time goes by, we realize that what we're doing is against the Lord. It's catching up with us. He's not going to let us get away with it. Praise God that it convicts you of that. The Holy Ghost is there in you. Praise God. We all have the voice in our head. But many people, they don't want to be convicted of their own heart, of their own sins in their heart. So they try to block out that voice of the Holy Spirit for all these worldly means, these distractions in all sorts of forms. But the problem is that the more you tune out the Holy Spirit, the more you hear the spirit of destruction, because you're going to hear one or the other. And his distractions lead us to that wide road, far from peace of mind, away from the promptings of the Holy Spirit. And godly given opportunities to enrich our lives and souls. That's what the Holy Spirit is there. Lead us, to guide us, and tell us which way to turn. Knowing when there's a blessing down the road, he wants you to go that way. Knowing that when you're doing something that's sinful and hurtful to your spirit, for you to stop, so you can grow. Because as long as you're sinning, as long as you're doing what's against the Word of God, you're not able to grow. You're not able to get close to the Lord like you need to be, so you can hear His Spirit, so you can hear that voice talking to you, telling you what to do. It's amazing that this Bible, when you say that Jesus, He died for your sins, and you have this Bible, and it's His Word, and you can get overwhelmed by it in certain parts, you know. But to think that that's the Word of God, and it's there for you. And the thing is what you were overwhelmed with at first. The more you grow with the Lord, the more that the Holy Spirit reveals to you. The more that you learn. But listen, by not listening to the Holy Spirit and not obeying the will of God and not concerned about, you know, maybe where they stand with the Lord. But in Proverbs 1:27, when your fear cometh as delusion, when you're just delusional, you're not even fearing the Lord. You're just focusing on your sin, and you're just happy-go-lucky. The Bible says, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. So when you're out there partying, you're just doing your own thing, living your own way, knowing that it's against the Lord, knowing that it's against His will, knowing that it's hurtful for your spirit, he says that the destruction will cometh as a whirlwind. Your life will turn upside down, just so he can put you again right side up. If whatever it takes to get your mind on him, to not hurt your spirit, to find your way to heaven, whatever it takes to do that, to do his work down here, he's going to do. Even if he has to send that whirlwind of destruction. When the distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall you call upon me, the Bible says, and I will answer, and I will not answer, he says. Thou shalt seek me early, but they shall not find me. He says, you can seek me early, but you're not going to find me. So he says, he doesn't say you're not going to find me at all. That when you're broken down, he'll reveal himself to you. But when you're seeking him early, after you've already been doing your own thing, sinning and not paying attention to him, not paying attention to your own spirit and to the right and wrong, and just by your own ways and not by the Lord's, he says you're going to seek. When that whirlwind comes, that's when you're going to pray to him, but he's going to hold back from you. He says you're going to seek me early, but you're not going to find me because you turned your back on me. He's there, but he's going to hold himself back from you till you're broken down with godly sorrow. Then he'll come back to you and mend your heart with love. You know, people that want to put down the Bible or saying that, you know, people that, you know, in God we trust and all this and these different organizations and groups, I mean, they don't understand, and it's the evilness in their own heart, but they don't understand that the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God, the Bible is all for your good. There's nothing in there that's for your bad, that's gonna lead you the wrong way. Everything is in there is to be sure that you have peace of mind, that you're happy, that you have an everlasting heaven. And yet people just protest against that because they don't understand that gift is for them too. He came for the sinners. That he says, come to me as you are. Jesus, I thank you. But whoso, let's pick this up in verse 33. But whosoever hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. You're not even going to be fearing evil when you're dwelling safely with the Lord. When your mind's on Him and you're living for Him and you're praying to Him. I think about my grandmother and just her peace of heart, you know, and just how she was, just so pleasant all the time. And fear was far from her. Fear of evil was far from her. She didn't think about that because that's how close she was to the Lord. And that's how close He can be to all of us. That tangible God. He says, whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely. When yielding to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, he shall dwell safely with the Lord. And when you're on that same path as Jesus, following the Word of God, communicating with the Savior, you're getting closer to the Lord. And closer you get, the louder His voice gets, and the more instructions, it's easier to hear than His instructions, the closer you get. The Bible says, ye shall be quiet and fear from evil. The Holy Spirit plays many roles during our walk with the Lord. For instance, the Holy Spirit knows the things of God. It grieves our spirit while convicting our hearts of the sins that we're committing. That pain that you feel after you commit a sin. And if you don't feel that pain or that remorse, then you're too far away. But the Lord says, draw near to God and He'll draw near to you. So you draw near through reading the Word of God, praying in the name of Jesus, and spending time alone, talking and listening to the Lord. The Holy Spirit gives us spiritual gifts. He teaches. He intercedes, steps in to help us, to save us, performs miracles. This Holy Spirit that's living in you leads us. And you can be baptized by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says the evidence is speaking in tongues. The proof of the Holy Spirit is given to all that seek Him, to seek Jesus. Make Him Lord of your life. And Jesus promises to send the Holy Spirit to you. And we find that in John 14, verse 15. Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the whole world cannot receive, but it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but you know Him, for He dwelleth with you. So what this is saying is that when you're saved and you have the Holy Spirit in you, others don't understand if they don't have the Lord in them. They can't even conceive something like that as being possible. But when you have that Holy Spirit dwelling within you, and the Lord says He shall be in you, He says, I will not leave you. I won't leave you comfortless. I will come to you. That's what the Lord says. He won't leave you comfortless. He'll come to you, that Holy Spirit. And how is the Holy Spirit, and how you receive the Holy Spirit, and one way is the difference of being baptized in the Holy Spirit. But this is how you receive the Holy Spirit in your life and your body. And Jesus tells you how. So if you want to receive that Holy Spirit, you want that Holy Spirit in you and God living in you, He says how. In verse 21, He says, he that hath my commandments and keep them, that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Jesus goes on to say that the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. Praise the Lord. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Praise God. And that's Jesus just saying you, telling you that the Holy Spirit dwells in you, talks to you. He's not going to leave us comfortless. The promptings of the Holy Spirit. I had the opportunity to be prompted by the Holy Spirit not long ago, to where I was at a residence to see this woman, and she wasn't coming out, and I wasn't able to make contact with her. And any other time in my job, I would just go on. But the Lord kept me there and was telling me, I didn't know exactly why, but He's not letting me leave. And I wasn't going to leave because I had to make sure that she was okay. So I contacted my office, and I had my office contact the office of the apartment complex where this lady stayed, and the manager came down and opened up her door, and there she was. She was on the couch, unconscious, barely breathing, almost no pulse. She had thrown up and breathed it back into her lungs, and she was near death. And so the manager quickly called the ambulance and got her there, got her to the hospital, and she was in ICU, intensive care unit. And if they were there right away, had they not been there, she would have died. And her brother said that he checks on her every few days, and his day to check on her would have been the very next day. So he would have came there and found her in that condition, found her dead, passed and deceased in that condition. But the Lord was able to get there and use me in that body, hallelujah, that body. Use me in that body of Christ, praise God, to not want to leave that, to stay there, because I knew the Lord of the Spirit was speaking to me, and got her into the hospital. And she's in the hospital for a week and in intensive care, and end up having a major stroke. By the time she was said and done, had two major strokes. They contacted the family to come in to see her for the last time, and I just felt like I was there, and the Lord used me to save her. Yet now here she is dying, and that wasn't making sense to me. But things don't make sense to us that make sense to the Lord. But He has a way of bringing it around to us. And what He did is that I was able to go to her funeral. And to the viewing, and when I went there, I asked who the family was, because I hadn't met her brother, and I was guided to him, and I told him, I started to tell him that, hey, I'm that person that was at her house, and I'm the one that got the manager to come down there, and he just thanked me, and as I went on to talk about her, I mentioned to him, and I didn't realize what I was about to reveal to him was going to be something that was just his heart needed to hear. But this is how the Lord used this in full circle. That even though I was there and able to make sure that she got to the hospital, and the Lord used me that way, and even though she still went on to be with the Lord, He still had a purpose in this. And so it came back around when I was talking to her brother, and I told him that she had told me once before about her problems and health things that she was going through. And I asked her at that time, can I pray for you? And she said yes. And anytime I ask that, I feel like the Lord leads me that way. So I never worry that they're going to say no if I ask someone if I can pray for them. So I put my hand on her shoulder and I prayed for her. Prayed that the Lord heal her, make her well, to help her heart, everything that she was needing, and prayed for her. And when I was done, she thanked me. I just felt the presence of the Lord there. And I asked her within that conversation if she was saved, and she said that she was. And when I told her brother this, he was just so delighted. He said, you know, I've tried to talk to her about the Lord, but she always said that she didn't want to talk about it. And I felt like maybe she didn't want to be preached at, or maybe it was approach or something, but for whatever reason she didn't want to. I know she was holding a lot of grief. You know, she had lost her husband recently, and she was holding a lot of grief, and sometimes people get bitter that way because they think that God is lashing out at us, you know, when we're feeling that pain of losing a loved one, not realizing that, you know, we have all of eternity, you know, to live, and that there's not real death if you're saved. You didn't really die. You stayed conscious. You went from this world to heaven. So when I told him that she told me that she was saved, he says, "Will you come over here and you know, meet my wife and her mother?" And so I met them, and he says, "Tell them what you told me." And I told him the same thing about that she told me that she was saved. And she started tearing up, And she said, "Oh, can I just hug you just for saying that? You have no idea how much you've blessed us." Because see, they were worried that whole time at that funeral. They were concerned about this woman. They were concerned about her heart, about her soul, and where it was at now. Was she with the Lord? Was she saved? And so that just haunted their heart, heavy at their heart, not knowing if she was saved, not knowing where she's at now. But after talking to me, they was able to find out that she was in fact saved, that she welcomed the Lord. And that just did for their hearts just wonders. And that's that same way for me. And I know it has to be for you, that when someone does pass, and I know that they're saved, and there's no doubt about it, there's a happiness about it. You're going to miss them. And that's the sad, the grieving part. But their soul, there's a happiness knowing that they're present with the Lord, that they're there. That's why it's so important for us that we're that lighthouse for the Lord, that we're talking for Jesus, and we're representing Him. We're being that lighthouse. That's why it's so important to those family members, those loved ones, those people in your life, that you find a way to get the Lord out there. If nothing else, find a way by living right and doing good in the Spirit. And that way they can say, "Why are you so happy? What is it that's in?" Then that's when you can reveal to them. And they see the evidence thereof. But it's so important that those ones around us know that the Lord loves them. That children, you know, those of us that have children, grandkids, that they know that the Lord loves them and that He talks to them. That angel on their shoulder, that good and bad, that good is the Lord, that's the Holy Spirit. Let them know that. Teach them that. Teach these children that the Lord talks to them. So they grow up with the understanding that I was blessed to be able to grow up with. That I knew that the Lord talked to me at a young age, and I was told that. And I'm so happy because of it. And when the Lord revealed Himself to me, it was a whole new world. It changed my life. And even though that was a young age for me, but even though I would go on to backslide into sin after that, you know, for years off and on, He never gave up on me. And those seeds were planted. And it's so important that we have that in others. Others that we love, that they know that Jesus loves them. I mean, they've heard that He died for their sins, but that He talks to them. Let them know that. You know, put your hand on somebody and pray for them. You know, when they need prayer, don't just say, "I'll pray for you." Or when you hear that they're going through something bad, don't just listen and go, "Oh my, what are you going to do?" But say, "Hey, can I pray for you?" I mean, take a stance and be active in your walk with the Lord. Let others know that you love the Lord, you serve Him, and you let them know by your actions. You know, those ones that are fake are the ones that speak the loudest about it. But then you see their actions. There's just no love in their heart. Just as bad as the Pharisees out there, you know, boasting. But be that one. Be that lighthouse that's loving. Be that lighthouse that represents Jesus. That they see the Lord in you. Be that person. I know that you can. The Lord created you to be able to be that person. The courage is saying, "Lord, I know that you're the God of me. I know that you're the Lord. I know that you will take care of me and lead me and guide me if I turn to you." When a man's ways please the Lord, He maketh even his enemies be at peace. So when you're pleasing to the Lord and you're walking in His way, even those that hate you will stop turning their wrath towards you. These invisible hands out there of turning others away from you. The Lord is this mighty and wonderful, that Holy Spirit. A man's heart deviseth his ways, but the Lord direct his steps. The Lord will direct you. Our ways, when we get on our own ways, we get into trouble. But Jesus, the Holy Spirit that He sent, He says, "I send to you the Comforter." That will just direct your path, and that's what He does. "He that handleth the matter wisely shall find good, and whosoever trusteth in the Lord, happy is he." It says you're happy if you trust in the Lord. Trust in Jesus, And how do you do that? You're saying, Lord, I can't see it, but I'm going to believe it. I can't take this. I want you to take this. Carry this for me. Call him on his word and say, Lord, you said this. Do this for me. And he will. If you turn your eyes to him and you got your heart on the Lord and you ask him with that godly heart, that godly mind of way of asking with godly sorrow, he's there. He's there with you and he's happy to please you because he wants to encourage you to keep going on and smiling and talking about the Lord. The more you do that, the more people will, the others will see it, the more can be turned on to you and turned on to the Lord because of you. You're that Bible for them. You're that lighthouse on that hill in the fog and the storm of life and everything that goes around, the whirlwinds that's in your heart and it's in your life, that's all around you. Praise God. Put your mind on the Lord and become that lighthouse so others can be saved because of you, because the Lord used you. He used you. What a wonderful thing that is to be used by the Lord. I have a dear, precious friend that the Lord just uses her so much in so many ways. It's like being around, it's like being in an angelic presence. I feel the presence of the Lord. It just uses her heart in such a way. She influences so many people. Praise God. Not able to do much for herself, but the Lord just makes up what she can do for others is far more than I have ever been able to imagine doing. But that's the way the Lord works. It's that Holy Spirit. When you have him in your heart, those people see it and know it that come to you seeking answers. Because they know you have them, because they know you hear the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Even the non-believers know it. You know, they don't want to admit it, but they know it. You got to find that quiet time with the Lord. Get away from everything that's making noise. Get away from everything that's distracting your vision. And just get to where you can just listen to the Spirit and just talk to him and be happy and pray for those that are on your heart. Pray for those that the Lord puts before you. He put them there for a reason. Because he wants you to pray for them. And why? Because he'll help them. He knows of them. But he wants your heart to be a prayerful heart. He wants you to have mercy. There's mercy for you at the cross of judgment when you show mercy to his people. When you show mercy to the least of them. When you give to the homeless. You see someone down and out. And you know that they're down and out. And you're able to help. Hold back not good from them. Praise God, but give as you're able and give above. The Lord says you cannot give him because the more you give to him, the more you give to the least of them, for in the name of Jesus, the more he gives to you. And it might not be matched in dollars, it might be in other ways, but that's just the way the Lord works. He blesses our lives. He loves us. Jesus loves you. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to have that peace of mind. He wants you to hear his instruction. Whatever it takes to get to him. And just it takes right now from you of having that time alone with the Lord. It requires that you read your Bible. Even if it's just picking up a verse and just reading a verse here and there and putting it back down. Maybe later picking up again. Not get to where it seems so overwhelming. Just put your foot in it. But I'm telling you, take these baby steps, and he takes major moves with you. Praise God. Multiple steps to your very one. That's how he works. So you just got to get back into that Lord, get in his way. And if you are there with him, I encourage you to get deeper. Because my grandmother was in her 90s and still had room to grow. There's never going to be not enough room for you. Praise God. There's always something more to learn. Always something new to see from the Lord. I'm thankful for that. I'm encouraged by that. And I thank you for listening. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. And I encourage you all to shout out from the rooftops and tell everyone that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.